Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame, and glad you're here. Pete Sepp is here. Pete is the president of National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to check them out and support them. They work hard. I don't even want to think about what we'd be going on right now if it wasn't for their advocacy and heavily, heavily focused on helping small businesses. Pete, thank you for all the work you guys do. I'm proud of you. And thank you for the time you've given us over all these years. Over 20 now you've been hanging out with me. Hey, Pete, you got a little – the previous two segments was kind of not good news, but you've rooted out some opportunities for small businesses. Can you cover that for us?
Yeah, there absolutely are opportunities. In the most recent COVID relief bill, for example, the employee retention tax credit has been expanded. This is the third expansion. Now small startup businesses that only existed after February 15th, 2020 can qualify for the ERTC. I mean, when you consider the rules before were that you either had to prove a substantial disruption in your business over your normal conditions,
right,
or you had to prove an actual decline in receipts. Well, when you're a startup business, you can't prove either of those.
Right.
Well, the ERTC is now extended to them. There's also a new clause for severely distressed businesses. So these are businesses such as performing arts industries, or if you have a 90% drop in gross receipts because of your doors being closed. Suppose you're a concert venue or something like that, or you have one of those large meeting centers where you can host wedding receptions. You might very well be able to qualify now. So I know I said this on the last program. This is not your father's ERTC anymore.
Right.
If you thought you didn't qualify under the original CARES Act way back in mid-2020, take another look.
Mm-hmm.
You may now qualify.
Right.
There are also lots of bills moving through Congress with bipartisan support. For example, there was one introduced by two Democrats, two Republicans last week to deal with the expensing provisions of the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, make them better, more portable,
retroactive,
and simpler.
Retroactive? Would it go back?
Well, what's going to happen is the current expensing rules are going to switch over to a hybrid amortization. That's a lot of gobbledygook.
Right.
They're about to get less generous. This bill would prevent that from happening.
Right.
And
I see what you mean. It's fixing what should have been fixed to start with.
That's right. That's right. And that has some momentum. You've got Maggie Hassan, a Democrat from New Hampshire on the Senate side,
mm-hmm.
Catherine Cortez Masto, Democrat from Nevada, joining several Republicans on
and,
that
and
bill.
And folks, what that means is it, before you could expense it in 1 year, amortized, of course, means over several years, and that was going to be phased into, then this new bill would eliminate that. Let's talk about the Paycheck Protection Program deductibility. That's a big deal too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And at the federal level, of course, there was a great deal of concern that the PPPs were not going to be deductible against a company's profit and losses. The IRS initially said that PPP loans were taxable income. That was not Congress's intent. That was fixed in the December 2020 COVID relief package, but states had not necessarily been following suit with their own tax systems. Mm-hmm. Good news there, states are finally catching on just in the nick of time. Recently, Wisconsin added itself to that list. We now have about...
Hey, Pete, let me ask you a quick question before we go. Will all the states follow suit in extending the tax paying and filing date to May 17th that the IRS just announced? Will all the states comply with that?
Probably. They're getting closer.
Okay. So we need to watch for that. Hey, Pete, good job today. Come back soon.
You bet. Anytime.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. He's a great resource and a stalwart for small businesses. I promise you that. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.